Nearly 20% of Washington's population and 15% of Oregon's speak a language other than English at home. Emergency managers from around the West are grappling with how to reach people in foreign languages in the midst of a disaster. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on a new law in Washington state that raises the bar.
During the bad wildfire seasons of 2014 and 15, some farm workers in central Washington didn't understand evacuation notices they were given and only narrowly escaped wind-driven flames. That was a primary motivation for the Washington legislature to impose new requirements on state and local governments. They must now give life safety notifications to known populations of non-English speakers in a manner they can understand. Rafael Estevez worked on implementation this past year at the Washington Emergency Management Division.
We have multiple different ways of reaching out to the community. So one of them is obviously a diverse platform of social media to include Twitter, Facebook, but also closed captioning, face-to-face, also being on the radio.
Oregon doesn't have a corollary law, but the increasing diversity of the Northwest is forcing emergency planners to consider language barriers anyway. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.